Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas threatens the Gulf Coast with heavy rain. Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana are in its projected path, with the potential to drop 10 inches of rain in some areas. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said a hurricane watch was issued for the central portion of the Texas coast, with much of the state's coastline now under a tropical storm warning. Nicholas is expected to approach the middle Texas coast late Monday and could bring heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. The storm is currently over water, gaining strength in the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico. Republican candidate Larry Elder, who could unseat Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California's gubernatorial recall election, is already preparing to dispute the results, with an escalating talk over voter fraud in the days leading up to the election. That'll take place on Tuesday. There is no election integrity laws in California, and the entire state is overwhelmingly run by Democrats. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the White House acknowledged vaccine mandates for American citizens and not for illegal immigrants all throughout the United States under Biden's open border policy, the United Nations is the next stop. Jeremy Scott reports.
The Biden administration is set to announce additional COVID-19 measures this week before the UN General Assembly.
This is what we've got to do to get to the next phase of this pandemic response so that we can get through this and get back to normal once and for all.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy tells CNN the Delta variant has been the game changer.
It has required us to take another set of actions, and that's what you heard the president announce. And there will be more actions that we continue to work on in the days ahead, especially on the global front, where we'll be taking steps, and the president will be making announcements ahead of the UN General Assembly about additional measures that we're taking to help vaccinate the world.
The additional measures come on top of the executive orders issued last week that will affect an estimated 80 million private sector employees. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will be answering questions on the Afghanistan exit debacle Monday. Questions by the House Foreign Affairs Committee in Washington is scheduled to start about 2 p.m. Eastern. Representative Greg Stube, the Republican from Florida, is part of the questioning body, and he does not believe the truth will be spoken at the hearings.
No, I think we're going to get more lies, more subterfuge. What I'm very curious to see today is, are Democrats who served in Iraq or Afghanistan, who served in the war on terror, going to be willing to stand up against their own party for the American people today and ask tough questions and say tough things about where the American people are right now, about the complete debacle that occurred in Afghanistan, and that we don't leave Americans behind enemy lines. That's not what we do, and that's absolutely what this administration is doing, and now it's trying to push our government to negotiate with the Taliban.
College football roared over the weekend. Jeremy Scott reports.
Oregon and Iowa cracking the top five. The Ducks, with their upset of Ohio State, jumped from number 12 to number 4. An impressive defensive performance by Iowa over Iowa State pushed the Hawkeyes to the number 5 position. The top three spots remain Alabama, followed by Georgia and Oklahoma. In their defeats, Ohio State dropped to number 9 and Iowa State fell to number 14. cracking the top 25 this week. Arkansas at number 20, BYU at number 23, and Michigan at number 25. Southern Cal, Texas, and Utah fall out of the top 25.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Steve Turley is with us right now. We're talking the internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author. Don't you like that kind of headline? I mean, that kind of like it goes glaring, you know, right there in lights, you know, before everybody, Steve. No pressure, though, right?
It belongs in a marquee, definitely, yeah.
Without a doubt. Well, you're deserving, let me tell you. We so appreciate your commitment to the truth and, you know, sharing your gifts and talents with us. Because I'll tell you, in this narrative life in which we live in, when, you know, anonymous reporting and, you know, make-believe, no matter what it is that you're looking at, if it's something that has to do with COVID, Afghanistan, you know, our energy, our economy, there's just a lot of false narrative out there.
There sure is, absolutely. The term fake news isn't there for nothing, that's for sure. But, you know, the beautiful thing when you think about it, you know, God in his infinite sovereignty, he said, you know what, there's going to be some pretty crazy times going on in the world at the beginning of the 21st century, and I want, you know, Bill Martinez and Steve Turley and all our listeners here to be a part of it. So he chose us quite literally for such a time as this. So that's an amazing thing.
No, it really is. And, you know, you say that God gave us a warning. I mean, in the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter, right? Whoa, those days when good is called evil and evil is called good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. I mean, this is where we are right now. And there is a reason for that, Steve, and that is that the masses would be confused. And they would be confused at a time when, you know, knowledge is so available, the power of the Internet. I mean, you have to really purpose yourself to dumb yourself down and to remain ignorant, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You do. You know what you just said there, quoting Isaiah 5, it reminds me of G.K. Chesterton. He once wrote, "Fires will be kindled to testify that two and two make four. Swords will need to be drawn to prove that leaves are green in the summer." And I think that time has clearly arrived here for us. And I think the good news is we're ready. We're ready for it. You know, more and more people now recognizing the importance of critical thinking, the importance of worldview, that there are no neutral things in this world, as it were. There's always going to be a culture behind them. And the question now is which culture? You know, for decades, Bill, I mean, the Republican Party really has ceded the culture to the left, and they just were satisfied with, you know, low taxes, low regulation. They would throw a bone to pro-life things here or there, but nothing really mattered. It was really happening at the state
state levels and the local levels, which is really the most important stuff that was happening. Federal level, nothing. And so now we're paying for that. And that's what made Trump, for me, so wonderful is he was willing to fight that culture war at literally at every level, most especially at the level of the media, for example, or just, you know, just what the wokeness that's going on in our schools. He never, ever backed down from facing it.
And you think about it, Steve, at what expense? I mean, 50% value of his company, loss of business.
Right.
I mean, his investment of time, 4 years. And it wasn't an easy ride. It wasn't like everybody said, thank you very much for making us independent or, you know, protecting our southern border so that our national security could be restored, that you would have the audacity and the courage to name Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which all hell was supposed to break out, that you were about on the verge of instituting, you know, four major Middle East peace arrangements with Israel and its Arab neighbors. No thanks for that. Let's just talk about how evil he is and come up with some sort of narrative and, like you say, fake news, which is a relatively new term that's in the
right.
modern era, that it was something that was just, you know, pretty much invented by Donald Trump, you know, or at least brought to the forefront
right.
of
prominent,
people's consciousness
yeah.
to say, in fact, exactly, that there is fake news, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But,
absolutely. And I think it's so essential to get. The reason why they hated Trump so much is because he disrupted, you know, the, shall we say, the business model of the permanent political class, right? Permanent political
exactly.
class, they've been experts at fostering resentment among the American population. They've been experts in getting us to fight each other. We saw Biden doing that with the vax mandates. Mm-hmm. We see that with CRT. We see that with any kind of special interest left-wing group. It's always you're the problem. It's never them. It's never them. So
right,
you're
exactly.
the problem. And what was so brilliant about Trump is he took all of that resentment and turned it in on itself, and he pointed it right back at the permanent political class. He loved Americans. He didn't care. Trump, in many ways, was post-partisan. He didn't care if you were a Democrat. He didn't care if you were Republican. He didn't care if your ideology. All he cared about is, are you an American? Well, you're part of the greatest nation in the history of humanity, and we're going to protect you. We're going to protect our borders. We're going to protect your job by keeping our manufacturing here without being shipped overseas. And we're going to protect our culture, customs, and traditions that give us a shared meaning and a shared identity is what it means to be Americans. And he, every single day of his presidency, pointed to the permanent class as the primary group that has done everything they can to shatter those three things I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they hated him, and that's why they continue to hate him, mm-hmm. and that's why we continue to love him.
Of course. Yeah, and it was all, you know, like this permanent class, you know, represented by the Democratic Party. And
yeah.
I resent that I have to say that. I wish it wasn't so, but, you know, look at the historical evidence. It is clear the Democrats have done nothing but push this permanent ruling class, this elitist class, and bureaucrats that only care about one thing, and that's power, control, and holding on to their jobs. I mean, they've got it pretty well locked down. You know, like Ronald Reagan said, that's the closest thing to eternal life, right, is being part
right.
of the bureaucracy.
Right, right. And good choice of word, lockdown.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
you got it. And I, yeah. I would throw in the neocons, you know, the rhinos in there as well. It's kind of the duopoly in that mm-hmm. sense. But absolutely, the patriot movement that we've seen, it really started, you know, I guess we can really go back to the Christian Coalition, the Moral Majority Christian Coalition in the late 70s, early 80s, the Ronald Reagan, who was a thoroughgoing populist revolution, saw it again surface massively in 1994. We saw it surface again in 2010 with the Tea Party movement, and then its latest version here, its latest manifestation, has been the MAGA movement as of 2016, which mm-hmm. continues to go. I mean, CNN, it was so interesting, Bill. CNN ran a piece just a few days ago admitting that Trump is running a shadow presidency. It was such a fascinating piece. And what they're basically, the argument there was, is that they were seeing more and more people in the nation recognizing what a joke Biden is, and they're actually looking for real leadership, and they're going back to Trump,
yes.
And Trump's giving it to him. He's making formal public appearances. He's giving formal public addresses.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Turley after this.
It has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Russian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Steve Turley continues with us, the internationally recognized scholar, speaker, and author. Steve, you mentioned, critical thinking as opposed to critical race theory. We need to welcome an era of critical thinking, you know, that is incancellable, that can withstand the negative pressures to shut up and just take a number, or just, you know, as Senator Macias Hirono out of Hawaii said, that we should just shut up and sit down, you know, because they've got it all figured out, that we have nothing to worry about. The elitists want us to believe, like Nancy Pelosi during the second impeachment, you know, bragged about these Democrats that, you know, were just so wonderful that they could be working three or four other jobs, and we were just so lucky to have them, you know, being overpaid by we the people, you know, with all their haircuts and special benefits and everything that they get. We just need them to run our lives for us, right?
That's right. That's right. And again, that's why the deplorables are so deplorable, is that massive portion of the population, particularly in mid-America, that loves faith, family, and freedom, that just never got indoctrinated, particularly in the Ivy League schools and so forth, but embrace the very same values that Western civilization has been embracing in some shape or form for 2,500 years post 2000 in terms of our Christian outworking of it. But yeah.
See, yeah. We ought to do, though, Steve, you know, we ought to do, let's put a fence around the, you know, the Midwest. We'll just put a fence. We'll secede from the Union and apply for foreign aid. And the well-meaning Democrats on the coast in New York and in California will supply us all the foreign aid we need. And life will move on, and I think that we can. And I know there's people. I'm in Florida, so there's probably people in Florida go, Martinez, don't forget us. We'll put a fence around Florida too. You know, we'll cordon ourselves off from the insanity. Right?
Oh, you're not alone. Texas is hotter than ever, and absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, it is the $10,000 question of whether or not just two fundamentally incompatible value systems can really continue to live together. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any insight as to whether that's going to happen, but we are certainly farther apart than we've ever been. And again, that just manifests itself in the animosity of the people against the permanent political class that rule according to their own values that are so hostile to the values of the people.
And they're imposing it upon the people. I mean, this is a government of for by we the people. Wait a minute, you know, so why is this being shoved down our throats? You know, from vaccine mandates to abortion to, you know, just go right on down the line. And what's happening is more and more people are saying, hell no, this isn't going to happen. I'm not going to let you do this to my kids. I'm not going to do this to our family. You know, I went to war to defend this country, to defend our freedoms, and this is what we get. Thank you very much. No, that's not
right.
You know, you've got to go back to the Constitution, like it or not. But it takes the American people to mount up a resistance in the name of the U.S. Constitution, in the name of freedom, to push back on these, you know, on these knuckleheads that only live for control. And it's so amazing right now, because at the end of the day, after everything is done, most of these people, Steve, if they are to get what they want, they're not going to end up being in power. And the fact of the matter is they're not in power anyway, but they just act like it is, like they are, and that they get their little freebies there on the Beltway and all honor and glory because they're, you know, a senator or a congressman or the leader of the House. And, you know, that's like that's some big whoop, you know. And when the last time I checked, they're no different than any other human being, and that we all have a contribution to this world. But at the end of the day, are we contributing for good or are we contributing for bad?
Yeah. Oh, beautifully said, and the backlash is absolutely extraordinary. Like, when all is said and done, I mean, C.S. Lewis warned us about this in his Abolition of Man, Orwell in 1984, Aldous Huxley in Brave New World. The modern world, the modern technocratic world, deals with risks very differently than any previous generation. Look, it was back in 1800, it was risky to travel from, you know, Boston to Baltimore. A lot of people don't realize the term goodbye is a contraction of God be with ye. And it was, you know, it's so fascinating because we all had to deal with risk, but we used to have our religious traditions to mitigate those risks, to relativize them, to have a sense of divine providence in our life. Modern, globalist, technocratic societies have lost that religious underpinning. So when they face risks, they don't just rely at least partially or in a healthy sort of way on technology to mitigate those risks. We always have whatever technology we had available. Now they rely on technology as an idol. They rely on a radicalized version of technology. What we were warned about by Lewis and Huxley and Orwell is technology always requires a class of so-called experts that supposedly have alone the expertise to run the complexities of that technology. And so the devil's bargain of our modern technocratic society is that we are most free, that is, we are most safe from risk, as long as we allow those in power, those technical elite, to have the most power over our own lives. We are most free when the permanent political class has the most control. That's the devil's bargain.
You're right, exactly. And that's the big lie. You know, you mentioned about goodbye, you know, God be with you. When I was in Europe, in Austria, as a result of the Black Plague that killed, millions of people, during that period of time, the natural guttural response that evolved out of that exposure and that fear of a real pandemic was Grüß Gott. And Grüß Gott means God's blessing on you. And you go today into Austria and in Europe, and where Grüß Gott, you walk into any retail operation, and that's the salutation, Grüß Gott, Grüß Gott. And but the way it's put out there is that it lacks soul, you know,
right.
Because from the time of the Black Plague and when people started to get on the other side of the plague. And, you know, they weren't dying by the millions any longer. That response of Grüß Gott was so heartfelt. It was down to the very depths of their soul because they realized it was the very hand of God that was lifted, was lifted off of them, that gave them redemption, that
right.
got them on the other side of this black plague. And so whether it's goodbye, God be with ye, or Grüß Gott, or any other salutation in reference to God, and even like right now, you know, people ask me, Steve, they go, is God judging us? And I said, well, what's
right.
the problem? What's the problem if we think he is? I said, I don't
right.
know. But if you believe that he is, shouldn't that alter your behavior?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I think that's what we're seeing with patriots standing up and rising up and fighting back. They're literally like Samwise Gamgee when he talked to Frodo at the end of the Two Towers.
Yes.
They are willing to face all of this, this horrible stuff, because there's good in this world and it's worth fighting for. You know, they're willing to push back against the smoldering of Mordor and fight for what's true, good, and beautiful. And I'll tell you, Bill, that's how I sleep soundly at night. You know, when I see those mama bears standing up at the school board meetings, I'm like, we're good. I don't have a thing to worry about as long as I know patriot parents are out there protecting their kids, protecting our inheritance, protecting what is good.
And, of course, look at that new Texas abortion law that gives pro-lifers the biggest win ever. I mean, look at the truth is starting to come out here, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
I mean, that is a huge win for life. It's also indicative, to your point, that we're starting to move things in the right direction. Because if people are not connected to God, they don't appreciate life, and things like this don't start to happen. And I think this is what has pro-abortionists shaking in their boots. Because look at, we've lived with Roe v. Wade, and it's the totality of its lie, and it's being found out and discovered once and for all. I'm excited for our future, and I have hope for us, just like you do. Dr. Steve Turley, thank you for being with us.
You thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history? You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital
Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas threatens the Gulf Coast with heavy rain. Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana are in its projected path, with the potential to drop 10 inches of rain in some areas. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said a hurricane watch was issued for the central portion of the Texas coast, with much of the state's coastline now under a tropical storm warning. Nicholas is expected to approach the middle Texas coast late Monday and could bring heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. The storm is currently over water, gaining strength in the western portion of the Gulf of Mexico. Republican candidate Larry Elder, who could unseat Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom in California's gubernatorial recall election, is already preparing to dispute the results, with an escalating talk over voter fraud in the days leading up to the election. That'll take place on Tuesday. There is no election integrity laws in California, and the entire state is overwhelmingly run by Democrats. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Leonard Allen is going to be joining us in just a moment. We're going to be talking about his new book, In the Great Stream, Imagining Churches of Christ in the Christian Tradition. You talk about a reset. You know, we hear a lot about, hitting the reset button these days. And the reset button they're talking about is not necessarily as opportune and divine as you would think it would be. But I believe that in that idea and that consciousness of reset, we need to consider where we are right now. In business, any chief executive officer worth their salt, if they're taking over an organization and realizing that they're off the mark, will do a deep dive analysis of when they made the wrong turn. And, you know, this is something by experience that maybe individuals have realized in business. I know this happens quite often, where they will look at something and say, well, this is not operating the way our original mission, you know, was stated. We're missing the mark. What happened? You know, business is down. Our staff isn't happy. Where did we make a wrong turn here? And this is a reset button that I believe that as individuals, and as churches even, organizations, institutions, that they should welcome and consider where they are now as opposed to where they've been, and if, in fact, they are fulfilling their great mission. Leonard Allen joins us. He serves as dean of the College of Bible and Ministry at Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee. Leonard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill. Good to be here.
Well, congratulations on the book In the Great Stream. Give us some background. Why the book and why you were so compelled to write this book?
Well, my calling as a professor and church leader for many years has been to help Christians get a stronger sense of where they come from, of their heritage, of their tradition, and with the belief that though tradition can be deadening sometimes, it also and more frequently gives us wisdom and ballast and weight to know where we are, and sometimes to stand against the forces that challenge us in our own time. So I've been doing this for many years, and dealing particularly with those kinds of churches like Baptist and Churches of Christ and Pentecostals that could be called free churches or believers' churches, as opposed, say, to state churches or more traditional liturgical churches. And these churches particularly have tended to ignore tradition or envision themselves free of it. And so I've been trying sort of relentlessly over the years to help us come to terms with this great and long and rich Christian tradition.
Right. Well, as I was going through your book, I kept humming, you know, music from Fiddler on the Roof, you know, tradition, you know, because you're right. Tradition is not, it's part of the grand recipe. You know, even when you think about the United States of America and the traditions that it holds to, when we lose that part of the narrative, it's like we surrender a part of our very soul, don't we?
Yes. And we become sort of radical individualists who think we can make up everything as we
right.
go. And we simply can't. And if we do that, we're going to be full of pitfalls and wrong turns, because the past brings us a kind of wisdom. And we
exactly.
need to be attentive to it.
Right. There is value in the rearview mirror, isn't there?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, we do that as individuals, learning about our families and our family trees, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to do that. And I say the same principle holds for church and Christian traditions.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. Why is there such an increasing interest in DNA research and finding out, you know, generations? And as somebody was just writing about, is that we know so little about you know, even our great-great-grandparents, right?
Yeah, I think we have a sense, a deep sense, that we are part of stories that long precede us.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out what those stories were helps give us an identity and helps us know who we are. I think we all, this genealogy impulse comes, I think, from that deep impulse to know mm-hmm. the bigger story that helped make us who we are.
Exactly. And I think it also confirms that there's someone else in control here, doesn't it, at the end of the day, that it's not all about us?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be a part of a long trajectory or tradition is to know that we and that we don't have complete power and control to forge who we are.
No.
There's an illusion that we can just sort of create ourselves. But to have a sense of being, hindered or being constrained by our past gives us a sense of humility and wisdom.
Well, without a doubt, and with that, you know, insight in realizing, you know, Professor, I think it's going to be awesome, you know, when we are before God and we know all the truth, the real truth that ultimately and eternally sets us free, to understand, you know, the generations and our role, which in the greater spectrum of the timeline is like a little blip. But there is something about our contribution and what God has planned for his creation and how it all comes together. I just think we're going to be in awe of just, again, appreciating, you know, God Almighty and, you know, and his command of the plan and, you know, and what we were created for and our identity. Jeff Kemp and I spoke recently and at length about you know, our God-given identity and understanding and being grateful that our identity comes from God. If we think it comes from something else, then it truly is hijacked and compromised, isn't it?
Yes. What we try to do here at Lipscomb University with all the hundreds and thousands of freshmen who come in every year is to let them learn the master story of human life, so that their own small story, and many of them haven't even found a story yet, that they can begin to see how their life could be fulfilled by living out of this God-given master story. And it's remarkable to watch their lives change and transform as they begin to do that.
In your book, in the second chapter particularly, you talk about the churches of Christ. You touched on this just a moment ago, and I want to unfold that a little bit more. Churches of Christ on the big map of Christian history. Break that down.
Okay. Churches of Christ are a particular American denomination related to two other major denominations that emerged out of an early 19th century attempt to bring Christian unity. And to do so by restoring the sort of the purity of the New Testament church. And, of course, the irony was that it ended up bringing additional division to the body of Christ. But these churches are part of a longer stream called, that I like to call, the free churches. And their modern history goes back to the radical Protestants of the 16th century that are usually called the Anabaptists. And they are that's the movement where the Mennonites came from, many of the modern Baptists came from, and they were a radical movement because they broke with the state church system that was dominant all throughout Europe. They said the church should not be supported by and linked to the state, because yes, that ends up corrupting the church. The church needs to be true to Jesus Christ, to be radical disciples, and they sought to do that, and it was illegal to do that in the 16th century. And many of them, hundreds of them, were killed, were martyred for their faith because they did that. So they broke with the state church. They thought the church should be separate, that there should be religious liberty. They're the fathers of modern religious liberty, really.
And
we call them the free churches.
Right.
And
I'll tell you, Professor, we've got to go to break, so we're going to take a break. We'll pick it up in just a couple more minutes, so stay with us. We've got more from Professor Leonard Allen about his new book right after.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
To find your bearings and make a course correction, do you think? This is what happens. You know, sometimes we call it the grief to happiness ratio. Grief may be where you're at right now and frustrated because you're not realizing the full benefit of your faith or, you know, your commitment. This could be in anything. It could be in your marriage, your work experience and that, versus the happiness. You know, what is it going to take in order for you to be happy? And of course, with us right now is the author of the book, In the Great Stream. Professor Leonard Allen is with us. You know, Professor, I would think that it is especially tough for people that don't even know what happiness is, if they've never experienced it. That's one thing. But if you have and you have an idea of what happiness is, then I guess you would understand the grief to happiness ratio, right?
Yep.
You know, and I think about, like, for example, just to bring it into the, you know, in a contemporary context, you know, for these particularly young girls in Afghanistan. You know, for 20 years, they didn't know much about Sharia. They got to drive. They got to go to school. Suddenly, the door is slammed on them. And here's your burqa. And now you're an award of war. You're a trophy wife now for a soldier. And life is so much different suddenly than what it was even moments previous. Right.
Yeah. That's sad.
It is heartbreaking. Now, when you think about it in relevant to the church today, and as we were saying, that you had some early traditions, and it's always kind of ironic how change comes about. You know, people will come and go into it and think, okay, this is going to, really bring people together, and then it ends up doing just the opposite as it did with these institutions in the early church, right?
Right. Yes, and they face the challenge of what, you know, what is true and proper or correct Christian belief, and they fought battles over that, and the different views emerged, and there were, you know, different traditions that formed, and there needed to be a clear sense of what the baseline really is, and that's what the tradition, the early Christian tradition, tried to do.
You know, this whole idea of denominations, I've often said, Professor, I don't believe that Jesus went to the cross to set up denominations. But it's just something about man. You know, we want to have it our way. We want to bifurcate the gospel in such a way, and I mean, this is broad brushing, and it's very surfacey. There's a lot more to it than this, but it, just for the sake of the conversation and illustration, is that, you know, we each have our own idea of how we should relate to God. But in the Old Testament, God was very prescriptive about how he should be approached and how he should be worshipped, right?
Right, and the New Testament built on that, but focused on a relationship with Jesus through the Holy Spirit.
But what is it? Is it a lack of faith, or is it just the idea that we're too self-seeking? What is it
about that brings division and denominationalism? Is that what you're?
Exactly. Yeah. What is tearing us apart here instead of bringing us together? I mean, here it is. You would think the cross and all that the cross represents, that we would be united. I think that's one thing that most, I would think, the church would agree on, is that the cross gave us, gave us freedom. It gave us access to God. We were forgiven of our sins. The power of death was overcome. I mean, that's a lot to get your brain around, I would think. But still, we kind of ignore some of that and decide, we need to battle over nuance. And so, for the sake of nuance, let's create another denomination. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. Let me use the example of American history. The story in America has been a constantly proliferating array of denominations. I remember there was a book that came out in 1848 purporting to describe all the American denominations. And he had 53 that he described in this book in 1848. Of course, the standard encyclopedia today that treats the diversity of Christian traditions is by J. Gordon Melton, and he has over 2,800 now denominations in North America. So you can see the story has been one of continual proliferation. And some would say that because there's several factors, but one is that in America, everyone can read the Bible for himself and create his own church according to how he reads the Bible, if he wishes. And many have done that. And that's one of the reasons why I would argue, have argued, that the Bible is not really our only creed. I mean, if the Bible is our only creed, then everyone just simply reads it privately for themselves. And it's a complex and rich and dense book. And everybody's going to come out somewhere sort of different. Because there's so much stuff in it that can be interpreted in different ways. And so, I would argue that there is a baseline. There was, from the earliest tradition, a guide to the proper reading of it. And those came to be called creeds. There was, first of all, the rule of faith in the second century, which, in a sense, was a summary of the plot line of the Bible. And then it kind of developed into what came to be called the Apostles' Creed, one of the most widely used Christian confessions of faith that basically sets out very simply the basics of Christian belief. And, my argument is we've got to have a baseline. We've got to have a canon of orthodoxy, if you will, and not just leave it up to every person to read this rich and complex book however they wish. So that,
well, and I agree. I agree with that. Is that there? Where is that rallying point? Like you said, the Apostles' Creed was developed and it was to unite and to get all these all these thoughts and all these ideas together. Early on in the church, in the book of Acts, we had people following, the church of Paul and the church of Peter. The bifurcation already began. So it's just the natural inclination of humanity. But if we don't, even in our country, if we fail to go back to the manual be it our Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, if we put that so far in the rearview mirror that we're not even referring to it, then we do that at great expense. And then what happens, as I've often said here on the show, is we start entering into the area of opinion, abandoning facts. And I say that when we abandon facts and the truth, opinion rules. And there's plenty of that to go around, as you say, because then everybody comes away and they have their own idea. Well, you know, hey, for intellectual exercise, that might be okay. But at the end of the day, somebody's got to call the question on it, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a question of what our central authority will be. And we say, of course, it is the scriptures, but it's more than that. It's a certain and proper way of reading the scriptures, where we keep the story straight. And we have the most central truths, hold them together. And then, yes, there's plenty of room for disagreement, plenty of room for arguments, plenty of room for more study. But the centerpiece, the baseline, is there in place.
When you refer to the great stream, explain to our audience, because that's what you the title of the book, In the Great Stream. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's my phrase, really, to state the great tradition. And you'll find in the Christian literature a good bit about the great tradition. And here's most simply how I would define it. It is most simply the Christian doctrinal consensus from the first four centuries of the Christian tradition. And it came to define authentic Christianity. And it can be seen in three major artifacts from the early Christian period. One is what I mentioned a while ago, the rule of faith. It was a fairly flexible and brief statement that you find used widely in the second century. And it developed into the second artifact called the Apostles' Creed, which was associated with the church in Rome. And then thirdly, from the fourth century, was the Nicene Creed. The Creed of Nicaea, which set forth the doctrine of the Trinity. And these three artifacts, you might say, comprise the doctrinal foundation of the great tradition and have been held by all Orthodox believers since that time.
So even to this day, those three doctrinal positions are still relevant and mostly true, no matter the denomination, right?
That's right, yes. And in fact, in a number of major denominations, in the Roman Catholic tradition, the Anglican tradition, the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed is recited every week in their liturgy.
Yes. Exactly. And that says something, again, about remembering. I mean, we're often told in the Bible, you know, to remember because we're so likely to forget, right?
Yes, and I, you know, the scriptural basis for this kind of confession of our faith is in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, where it speaks of how you believe with your heart and you...
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment... That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final...